flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman on this Sports on a Sunday morning. Glad you're along from the Stiefel Sports Studio here in downtown St. Louis. And hopefully you can join us on CamWax or on our Facebook or YouTube channels, and feel free to comment there. Of course, it is Championship Sunday in the NFL here this afternoon. You've got the NFC Championship up first, Washington and Philadelphia. That comes up at 2 o'clock. And then at 5:30, and you'll hear it right here on CamWax, it's the AFC Championship. Of course, KMOX is your home of the Chiefs as the Chiefs try to get back to the Super Bowl as they face the Buffalo Bills. So a good one coming up this later this evening. And we're pleased to be joined by Jay Binkley, who is the Chiefs postgame host on 96.5 The Fan, another Odyssey station, and covers the Chiefs, covers the NFL. Jay, thanks for some time this Sunday.
Hey, no problem. How you guys doing today?
Doing good, doing well. Obviously, a huge matchup coming up later this evening, and I'll get to that. I want to start with the NFC and just kind of your thoughts on Washington and Philadelphia. Washington making this nice run with Jaden Daniels and a chance to perhaps get to the Super Bowl for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, and it really shows you when they hire the right coach to go with the quarterback, you know, a coach that's won before. And Jaden Daniels is an amazing talent. You know, the sky's the limit for him. And this isn't just hindsight. There was a lot of people that were Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams. But for some reason, the Bears don't learn. They took Trubisky instead of Mahomes. They took Caleb Williams instead of Jaden Daniels. I guess the Bears are going to be the Bears, but an incredible talent to watch. But Philadelphia is just on this roll. It's, you know, they're the type of team, you know, like the Chiefs. They get in these games, close games, they find a way to win. They won't enamor you sometimes with their stats. They play solid defense. It's just a well-built football team, and they just continue to win. I think a lot of people are probably going for Washington. Jaden Daniels, a lot of fun to watch. I'm rooting for Washington in this game. And it's nothing against Philadelphia. It's just that they played the 49. If the Chiefs happen to win the night against the Bills, lots to be decided. They have to win the game. But tired of seeing the Eagles. Saw them a couple years ago. We've seen the 49ers twice in the Super Bowl. So it'd be nice to, I guess, get some new competition on one side.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. And I think sort of the fun pick would be Washington and just a chance to see a new team, exactly as you said. But I do think Jaden Daniels is fun to watch. 4 touchdowns, doesn't have an interception in his 2 games, but almost 600 yards in those 2 games passing for the Washington quarterback. Jay Binkley's with us. He covers the Chiefs for 96.5 The Fan, hosts the postgame show. So you've got the Chiefs and the Bills coming up at 5:30 this afternoon, or this evening, I guess. Another great matchup, obviously, of two of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the NFL, and a matchup that we've seen in the playoffs now several times. This one has all the makings of another classic game.
Yeah, it does. It's already the second most ever between two quarterbacks facing each other in the postseason, and both these guys are young. I'm sure it'll happen many times in the future. For the Chiefs, I think it's about just getting this game done. I mean, this whole narrative nationally on every show, the Chiefs get all the calls. It was pretty embarrassing. Adam Schefter earlier today, when he points out how the NFL is going to look at this and how the Chiefs don't get the roughing the passer penalties and all this. For an NFL mouthpiece to tweet something like that out, pretty unprofessional, to be honest with you. There's former Chiefs, former All-Pros, you know, say, what is Adam Schefter doing? You know, he's the mouthpiece for the NFL. The NFL uses the Chiefs, and I don't think he realizes it, but his network is responsible for the Chiefs having the highest ratings ever on an ESPN game with the Chiefs. Four of the top five programs nationally were the Chiefs. The Chiefs were the first ever game on Amazon. They were the first ever game on Netflix. They played back-to-back Christmases. They played three games in 11 days. They were the first playoff game ever on Peacock. And to throw stuff like that out there is embarrassing. I know the Chiefs have to do certain media obligations, but the way that the national media has really treated the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes this week, thinking that all the calls go against the Chiefs, that's been the big narrative. Watch the NFL. Watch football. Watch what happened when the Rams ripped Sam Darnold's face mask off and it wasn't called for face mask. It ended up being a safety against the Vikings. Go back and watch how these things happen. The NFL officiating isn't good. And whether the Chiefs have more penalties or not, how about the fact they've been at seven straight AFC title games? Maybe they're just more disciplined than any other football team. Maybe that's why they win games, because they're a disciplined football team at the end. Maybe it's not about the refs. I could give you plenty of examples. Anybody could give plenty of examples of the Chiefs not getting the call going their direction, including a game against the Buffalo Bills last year that they called offensive offsides against the Bills, where Travis Kelce laddered the ball across the field to Kadarius Toney. They would have beaten the Bills, but they called offensive offsides, which they never call in the NFL. They never call that because receivers always check. Am I offsides or not? They look over the officials and they check with me. So it's funny. This narrative is getting ridiculous. I mean, it's ad nauseum. The ref talk is taken away from what should be a really good football game.
Yeah, no, I think that's that last point is exactly it, right? You're talking about, again, as we mentioned, two dynamic quarterbacks, two dynamic franchises right now, the two best franchises in the AFC, and we're another classic meeting to go to the Super Bowl. And yet the focus is outside of actually the game itself.
Look, you're in the Midwest. You know how it is. You know, St. Louis, a lot like Kansas City. Why would 31 other owners, you know how these egos go out of control with NFL owners. Why would 31 other NFL owners say, you know what, we want the refs to give the Chiefs wins. We want this team in middle America, flyover country. We want them to get the advantages. We want the Chiefs to win every game. I'm sure all the other NFL owners came together and said, you know what, let's do this. And the funny thing is, I don't know if you remember this, but the Mahomes' first year, they lost an AFC title game in overtime. And what had happened? Tom Brady won the coin toss, goes down and scores a touchdown, and they win the game. And nobody really complained about it. Fast forward 2 years from that, the Bills played the Chiefs. It goes to overtime. Chiefs win the coin toss. They go down and score a touchdown. Bills fans didn't like that. NFL fans didn't like that. Guess what happened? The next year, the rules changed.
That's right. Teams.
Yeah, but people don't forget. People forget. This happened to the Chiefs 2 years prior to that when Tom Brady did it to the Chiefs. But no one wants to talk about that or remember that. But yet when it happens with the Chiefs against the Bills, they changed the rules, which, you know, that's just the way it goes. And this Josh DeBow, AP, is an AP writer. It just spells it out, like how the Chiefs have let more penalties than anybody else since Mahomes has been quarterback. He spells it out perfectly, but nobody wants to pay attention to it. It's just funny. There's this reporter from Buffalo that came to town, and he took a picture that there's going to be AFC champions merchandise if the Chiefs win. You know, they do this in all the cities. They don't do it beforehand. They'll print the stuff out because they want to sell their merchandise, right?
Of course.
And they took a picture and said, if the Chiefs win, we'll sell merchandise. And he took a picture for clickbait to try to fire up the Buffalo fans that, hey, the Chiefs are thinking they're going to win. I just did a quick Google search, and they're doing it in Western New York. They said, if the Bills win, you can come get our merchandise. They're doing the exact same thing the Chiefs are. All teams do it. But a real journalist, you know, decides to fire up the Buffalo crowd saying the Chiefs are planning on doing it. It's just comical how this thing. I just can't wait for this game to begin.
Well, Jay Binkley, what do we're talking about the game? What do the Chiefs have to do to get back to the Super Bowl, to get to their third straight Super Bowl?
Well, when it gets to the postseason, things kind of change. Although, last week DeAndre Hopkins' streak stopped. He had a catch every single game he's ever played in the NFL. He still has the active streak during the regular season, and Kelce's number two. But they didn't throw to wide receivers last week. Xavier Worthy was the only receiver to catch a pass last week. It was tight ends doing the bulk of the loads. But Dalton Kincaid, the outstanding tight end for the Bills, didn't play the first time the Chiefs played the Bills. He's playing today. The Chiefs are one of the top two worst teams in the NFL at stopping the tight end. So that's definitely an advantage. They do lose Taylor Rapp, the safety, who was real instrumental in the Bills kind of shutting down the Chiefs' passing attack. He's not playing today, so that bodes well for the Chiefs. But, great game. And, it's the gamesmanship. It's getting to the postseason. Mahomes is 29 years old. He's tied with Joe Montana with 16 playoff wins. That's the second most ever. So one more win, and he's going to be less than 30. And if he wins, he's going to be sitting only with Tom Brady as far as postseason wins. And Andy Reid sits just four games behind Bill Belichick in postseason wins. Just four. So there's a lot on the line.
Unreal when you think about it. I think that both those points are probably probably lost on a lot of fans, not realizing what those two have done, what Mahomes and Andy Reid have done.
It's crazy. The Chiefs decided to rest some players that final week against Denver. And, oh, man, everybody came out nationally, and, oh, the Chiefs are going to be rusty. They forget how good Andy Reid is off a bye. Not only that, but when you play seven straight AFC title games, you play a season longer of football than anybody else. Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones, he says, they play more football than anybody. When you go to the AFC title game, and Mahomes has been there every year, he's been a starter all 7 years, and his only two losses in the AFC title game came in overtime, or he's gone to the Super Bowl and won, or gone to the Super Bowl and lost. You play a bunch of games, so if they're going to give him a rest, so be it. I have to remind the Bills fans, Josh Allen played one play the final week of the season. It was against the Patriots. They lost the game. Josh Allen played one play, and that was only to keep his streak alive of consecutive starts. So there was a hidden motive for him to do it. He starts in that game. The Rams rested basically everybody. All these teams do it. It's a normal thing, but the Chiefs do it, and all of a sudden it's the end of the world because they're doing it. It's crazy what goes on. And then a couple weeks ago, the official comes over to Josh Allen on the sideline and apologizes to him. If that would have happened to Mahomes, you would have seen a total and complete meltdown online.
Jay Binkley, final thing for you. How's this one turn out this evening?
You know, if this was in Buffalo, I would really like Buffalo's chances, to be honest with you. But it is an offensive line that likes to communicate. Josh Allen likes to change things up a bit, but it's going to be incredibly loud and hard to do at Arrowhead Stadium. I like the Chiefs like they always do in a close one by 3 points. For some reason in the playoffs, they step up with the Buffalo Bills. So, yeah, if this game was in Buffalo, I'd have a different outlook on it. But because it's in Kansas City, I'll go with the Chiefs.
Well, Jay, here's to a great one tonight. Have a great show yourself. Enjoy the game. Keep all the noise out. And we appreciate taking some time today.
Oh, my friend, the Bills fans are already infiltrating everywhere. The Bills Mafia, they're my favorite sports bar. It's like New York plates everywhere. Let's just get this game on, man.
Jay, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Bye.
Jay Binkley with us from 96.5 The Fan, Kansas City, another fine Odyssey station, chatting about the AFC Championship game tonight. He likes the Chiefs by 3 over the Bills coming up tonight. That's a 5:30 Siteman Cancer Center game time tonight right here on KMOX. You can hear it here, of course, this evening. More to come here on the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning program. I'm going to talk a little bit about my Cougars. My Cougars this side. There it is. My Cougars coming up on the other side of the break. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this Sunday morning. We're coming back. It is Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.